A community garden in Kent is an example of climate action that empowers people who are disproportionately impacted by climate change. King County Executive Dow Constantine highlighted the project when he unveiled his latest climate action plan. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe took a tour.
The Paradise Parking Plots Community Garden fills more than an acre on a hillside that used to be a parking lot. The church next door donated the land.
We took away about 50,000 square feet of asphalt and built each one of the plots.
Tamina Martelli is with World Relief Seattle, which spearheaded this project. She says people from 23 countries are tending the land here. Their national flags fly above the 50 plots, and there's a central gathering place. Most of the gardeners are immigrants and refugees. Martelli herself fled Bangladesh at age 9.
The best way for people to feel rooted in a new place is to have access to land.
The changing climate drove the design. Experts predict heavier rainfall in the future, and several rain gardens filter runoff, which keeps it from polluting sensitive salmon habitat in nearby Mill Creek. 5 huge cisterns capture rainwater. Martelli says they deliver 80% of the water the gardeners need, saving them money on utility bills.
And so not only do we use it for irrigation, but it directly affects the watershed and the salmon production. It's a win-win.
She says the biggest benefit for the gardeners is that they can grow foods that they're missing. She shows me dragon tongue beans, malakia, amaranth, bitter melon, and spiky bright green hairy gourds.
So a lot of things you are not going to find that at your local grocery store.
Kent Mayor Dana Ralph says the garden has taught her about culturally responsive food.
I will be honest, it's not something I'd ever thought of, but now when I go to the grocery store, I look around and that's the phrase that's in my head, and I want to make sure that every resident in my community has a food supply that makes sense to them, that they're used to cooking, that helps them feel like this is home.
The mayor says this project has brought together people of different ages and cultures. She hopes other communities will look to it as a model for climate action. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
A public hearing on the executive's proposed 2020 Strategic Climate Action Plan takes place before the King County Council tomorrow morning, and you can see photos of the Kent Garden at our website, knkx.org.